as we were hearing at the start of the programme, the Cabinet's meeting around now with a fairly lengthy agenda today, including planning legislation, surrogacy guidelines and a new energy poverty fund. Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, is seeking Cabinet approval for overhauling the planning system following a review process over the past year. Onbhór Pleanála will be renamed as on Commissioner Pleanála. There'll be a Chief Planning Commissioner appointed, 15 planning commissioners. There'll be new timelines introduced to the various steps in the judicial review process. And also residents' associations will no longer be able to take a judicial review. And there will also be increased powers or increased capacity for local authorities to utilise compulsory purchase orders that allows planning authorities to sanction workers to work to enable residential use of a protected structure. So that is the situation with regards to that. With me in the line to talk about this, we have Independent Councillor Donal O'Grady. Donal, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry, and good morning, listeners.
What's your view on this change? It's only a proposal. It's going before Cabinet for approval. The whole planning process really at Bhór Pleanála level has been an upheaval over the last 12 months or so. So there's that happening as well, but this would change everything utterly, it sounds like, and we don't have the full final detail of it. What's your concerns over what's being proposed?
Well, look, I have concerns. I certainly know a little bit, but little only, but I'll know more as we go along. All I'm saying is that I think that if they come along and introduce anything like what we think they are, they would be making the biggest mistake since 1973. I forecast that. We come along and we can, the big developer can build houses what he wants, and the community won't ever say there was ever no.
That's your fear.
They won't ever say in the world. They won't ever say, you know, if they want to, try and plow these planning laws, they want to come along and drive them through while we're all coming along getting ready for Christmas. They have other ideas, and what I am saying is that the communities won't have a say in anything that's going on. They can't challenge it. They can't challenge it in the High Court. They can't challenge it anywhere, and it's dictatorship. That's what's happening. We're there, and I mean, the next thing we'll find a big house out in the Hathamuckers Gardens.
That's your fear.
They have the power to do. They have the power to do whatever they want if we let them get away with it. We need to come along and rattle enough problems out there to let them know and let our TDs know they can't come along and, in other words, they are coming along and throwing us to one side. And who are they handing it over to then? It's up to a lovely board, Pleanála. They're so good.
On Commission Pleanála, it's going to be called. There'll be 15 commissioners and there'll be a chief commissioner. There'll also be a governing executive over them. They'll have to abide by new timelines in dealing with appeals. That's surely, separating the other thing for the moment, that's surely something that would be welcome, Donal, because the system at the moment is not working for anyone.
Not working, correct. I would have to agree with you, Jerry, on that. That system is not working at all. But look, at the same time, the new law means communities will be barred from challenging bad decisions, planning bad decisions in the High Court. You'll be banned from it. I mean, at the end of the day, you could always come along and put in your objection, and you know, and communities can always stand up. But what we need now, we need time to get legal advice and stop this from happening.
Right. We're not 100% sure exactly what the controls would be on residents' associations. It's residents' associations will no longer be able to take a judicial review. Instead, they'll have to be undertaken by an individual or individuals. Now, this is where the devil is in the detail, because the Minister with responsibility for planning was doing an interview this morning, and he was being asked this question about the ability of local residents' groups to he said they'll still be able to challenge decisions. And was asked, look, what exactly do you mean by challenge? Will it only be people who are directly affected by the particular planning, like as in next door neighbours? That'll be the ones that have to put it in their name and then maybe supported by the residents groups in the areas, or what the situation is? Is it some sort of limiting of the power of your local group that meets in a town hall or a pub on a Tuesday night when a big planning application's gone in? And is concerned about the effect in the area, will that be limited in some way? That's what we need to find out exactly.
That, to my opinion, is what's going to happen. We are going to be limited, you know, what will happen. We look, at the end of the day, you know, we're certainly, we look, it's very important together. We have to campaign. We have campaigned, you know, for public homes, stopping the voucher fund from buying up housing estates, blocking developers from destroying the place we love. That's yeah. what it's all about. And we have to do that. We have to have enough time to put things in train legally to challenge what's happening. Okay. We must challenge what Darragh O'Brien is doing today. We've no choice. The government are out of their mind. I think what they're doing, I believe, now, I stand corrected, but if they're left get away with that, we as public, we have no say that was ever known, only drive on. What we're trying to do is make goody good for the big developer, and that's all.
Well, are we not trying to fix the housing crisis? Is that not the problem? They're being excoriated left, right and centre for not being radical enough, not changing things, not delivering things quicker, and trying to undo the logjam that's there to try and get houses
for 1 minute that this government is making an attempt to sort the housing problems. Our housing problems are getting worse by the day. Worse. And did they think or imagine that before they're out of office in 2 years' time, they'll have it a little bit settled? No. I met Michael Martin just a week before the last election. I asked him, I'm not a member of Sinn Féin. I was never a member of Sinn Féin. But I said, why don't you talk to Sinn Féin? Their figures are all wrong. He's going to talk to no one. And I'm very surprised him. To go down roads like that, and you know, you must talk to everyone, and above all, you must talk to the public, the people that are out there. What about? I totally, you know, agree. If the serial objector, he'd want to be put in his place.
You want to see plans for that. Look, during a Dáil debate in October on this, and there'll be more debates, I'd imagine, today and beyond in relation to it, Fianna Fáil's Dublin South West TD, John Lahart, said that the planning system was becoming bogged down and tangled up, in part due to local residents groups who could hold 10 cake sales to finance a judicial review. He said such groups are now queuing up to take judicial reviews. And the fact is that it's not just now about going to Umbrolla Pinola and appealing something. Now everyone takes it to a judicial review, which holds up the entire system and prevents the delivery of much needed housing, the solving of the problems. The 11,000 people who were in emergency accommodation tonight, they're harmed by the constant parade of judicial reviews over every planning application. Surely something radical is going to fix that.
Yes, I can see that. But all I'm saying is, what we're doing in this whole setup, we are weakening ourselves. We are taking away the powers from the people. That's what's happening. We're taking away the powers from the people. We shouldn't allow that to happen, Jerry. Okay. We should not. In this, we can go on and go on, you know, but all I'm saying is, that should not be allowed to happen.
Okay, all right. Listen, Donald, we're going to leave it there. We're out of time, but thanks very much for giving us your review on that this morning. Yeah, a listener gets in touch with us this morning and says, we're waiting for an answer from Umbrolla Pinola since last May. We want to put a driveway into our house, so we applied to drop 4 curbs in the footpath. It's December now and still no idea. It's a bit of a joke, really. Well, that's not a bit of a joke, Aidan. That's a total joke, and that's part of the problem that we have with the system that we have at the moment. Part of the idea, I suppose, to overhaul it, whether the overhaul is good or not. We'll have to wait and see, going before Cabinet right now, in fact. With me on the comment line on this planning issue with Tony Donnelly from Waterville, Fine Gael supporter. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Yeah.
What's your view on, I suppose, what's proposed, or what would you like to see? It's clear, like, whether we agree or disagree with what's being proposed, it's clear we need change on a number of levels in how we organise planning in this country.
Yeah, we definitely need change. Like, Umbrolla Pinola as it stands now is not fit for purpose. Like, and you know, so, you know, we all witness different projects around this county where you have people objecting to a project, you know, the kind of way we had it in Banniskillig ourselves there at Cable O'Leary's, where people with a holiday home could object and stop a big project, which would give many jobs to an area which is badly needed of jobs and full-time jobs, you know, that kind of way, because you know, that's so it's definitely welcome. Any changes they do in regarding planning is very welcome kind of thing. I know know there'll be people who maybe have different problems, but as it stands, as I said, on board Planala is not fit for purpose, and it definitely changes are needed, you know.
What would you like to see changed?
Well, I'd like to see the change where somebody with a holiday home can object to a local person building a house or building whatever they want to, you know, whatever they want to build, but, you know, within the application system kind of a thing, that that these things change, you know, that they wouldn't be allowed to stop a project, you know, coming into an area.
Somebody who,
you know,
spends maybe 3-4 weeks in an area for the entire year against somebody who's living and working.
Yeah. That's right, and have their houses up on Airbnb for 12 months of the year, you know. This, to me, that's a joke, really, you know.
As
I said, people are kind of, you know, are very disappointed the way things are happening regarding planning and all around the county, really, like, you know, with people with families and sons can't build houses because whatever, there's an objection by somebody or whatever, you know. And you just mentioned there about that person, they want to change their driveway or something, so that's ridiculous, really, why should they have to go to that, you know.
No decision, and it's December, which is
ridiculous, really. Why should it even have to go to that? It shouldn't have to go to that distance, really, like, kind of, that should be decided surely within the council, you know?
More locally. Yeah, you would imagine
locally,
it is, but that's another situation, the size of cases they're taking. Tony, if I look at this, we've a problem at the moment whereby you're talking about local people building locally. At the moment in Kerry, we don't have that much, or if any, private development going on. We've got social housing on one end. We've got maybe wealthier people able to come in and buy houses that come up for sale. There's a very short supply at the moment, but at the moment there's no private housing estates being built at affordable levels, which will allow people who are local, younger people starting off, to buy their houses. If this planning change, if these changes, if they change that, will they be worth it? Is that the one thing that needs to change?
Yes, it definitely needs to change that way, because as you said, there's nothing being built. The council in this area here in Waterford, Castlemaine, I'm seeing a house being built by the council for years around this area, and there's people on the housing list for years, you know. So and we all know that the council have been given plenty of money, like, to build houses, but they have done nothing about it, you know. So they need to build many houses for young people, and maybe single room houses as well, because there's a lot of elderly people waiting for houses as well,
and the housing waiting list,
on the housing waiting list, you know.
Okay, Tony, we're going to have to leave it. We're out of time. Thanks for your view on that this morning. Okay.